You're listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org. Welcome, this is the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm DJ Frederick, celebrating 22 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. And this is the Radio Thrift Shop, where we celebrate the underground era of broadcasts from the 1960s and 70s, listening to a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, and cassettes, even CDs. Oh my. Each broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop features an improvised or thematic playlist from my musical library. It's never the same program twice or even once. And this is program number 531 of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to be featuring music by semi-professional and non-professional musicians, amateur musicians, and people who really recorded for the love of recording. It's real people music on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Cue the turntable! We'll be right back. Band called The Silhouettes with Lunar Invasion. And before that, we heard The Invaders and Spacing Out. Recognizing a theme in that set? Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of the Radio Thrift Shop, exploring the past century of recorded sound. We'll be back with more music after we take the pulse of the planet.
We're in New York's Central Park looking for mushrooms. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. You might think mushrooming would involve a lot of looking down at the ground, but it turns out that hunting for wild mushrooms often means finding the trees that they're associated with. Duke University biologist Ritas Vilgelis.
The mushrooms that you buy in the store, for example, the common white mushrooms, are decomposers. So they're grown on composted manure or composted substrates. But the wild mushrooms that a lot of people love to collect in the forest, yeah, I'd say more than half of those are associated with certain forest types. So if you want to find Matsutake mushrooms, you go to a pine forest. And only certain pine forests out west here will produce good Matsutake fruitings. If you want to find boletes, you can pretty much find boletes in any kind of forest, but especially certain kinds of pine forests or oak forests. So just, you have to know something about the plant community. You got to know an oak and a pine because they're likely to have mushrooms. Maple trees, on the other hand, have other kinds of fungi, but they don't have mushrooms associated with their roots, at least. So knowing something about trees will help you be a better mushroom taxonomist. And you know, sometimes when you find certain mushroom species, you can look up and expect to find certain trees growing there.
We'll hear more about mushrooming in future programs. To hear about our new Pulse of the Planet CD, please visit our website at pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
Every day is Saturday. Every day is new. Every day is a summer's day. And the reason is you, la 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 la. Outside there's a garden, and life grows from you. And here inside I had to find life. And the reason is you, la 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 la. Anyone who stays around around you for a while. Says it's just like you to make them wanna smile. And all the years I've known you, I've often wondered why.
Every day is the first day of the rest of my life, and it's worth the strain of it all, and the reason is you, la 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 la, and the reason is you, la 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 la, and the reason is you, la 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 la.
Now the other day I had something on my mind. I got to get up and leave it all behind. I've got to live my life today. Can't be another way. I've got to live before it's too late. I can't wait. Happiness day by day is not too much to give. For every day that passes, I've got one less day to live. I got to live my life today. Can't be another way. Seems I've lost so much of my life. Yeah, that ain't right. In simplicity, I wanna live my life today. Can't be another way. I've got to live before it's too late. Yeah, so I can't wait. I got to live my life away. Can't be another way. I've got to live before it's too late. Too late, so I can't wait.
Why have they gone away? There's enough more to say.
take a walk in the woods. Open up your country heart to me. Tell me what you see, and maybe I can help you too. See what you wanna be. Let's take a walk in the woods. Help yourself now, feel at home. Let's take a walk in the woods. Enjoy it now before it's gone. And me, tell me what you see, and maybe I can help you too. Do what you wanna do.
Great set of homegrown music from Texas. That was Morning Sun with Let's Take a Walk in the Woods. That's an absolutely wonderful idea in the autumn or the spring or even in high summer. Before that, a band called Hope with Dream Away. And the song before that was the band Insight Out with Live My Life Today. And we started off with Sage and Every Day is Saturday, which would be just fine with me because that would mean every day is Shabbat. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Real People edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. The Raven. Its voice is unmistakable, held a prominent place in the myths of many cultures, from the Vikings to the tribes of the Northwest Coast, across the entire Northern Hemisphere. Today, ravens are the fascinating subjects of scientific study. Raven researcher Bernd Heinrich writes, "Ravens associate with any animals that kill large game. Polar bears, grizzlies, wolves, coyotes, killer whales, and humans. In the Arctic, native peoples know when the caribou arrive on their migrations by the announcements of ravens who travel with them and feed on the kills of the wolves along the flanks of the herds." Ravens quickly took advantage of the reintroduction of wolves to Yellowstone National Park in the 1990s, joining them to scavenge at kills. Curiously, ravens seemed to avoid animal carcasses when wolves were absent. One explanation is that the raven's bill can't cut into a carcass. A large carnivore must tear through the tough hide first. Some believe the bond between ravens and wolves runs deeper. Perhaps ravens even help lead wolves to their prey. Learn more about ravens at birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to the musical progressions of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
Water. Getting keyed in the open sea, surrounded by the sound. Still the water runs deep. You can sink or swim. Me, I like to play in the heat with my tropical will. Fast into the past, we'll be learning about tomorrow. Ease the sail while those incoming waves wash away all your sorrow. Weather always keeps changing, no way to stop the flow. If your life needs raging, you know where you can go. We'll be right back.
Phil and James Ragar with a great tune called Melting Pot. And before that, we heard Ray Harlow and Jip Fox with Gettin' Keyed from the Enjoy the Experience Homemade Records compilation. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. If you'd like to communicate, you can find our group on Facebook, which is called, of all things, Free Radio Skybird, or you could email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Right now we're going to hear some music by a gentleman from my neck of the woods, from Salem, New Hampshire. He recorded a cassette back in the 1980s. His name is Peter Fuller, and he recorded an album called Silicon in Sand. This is called Another Great Day, and it is another great day.
The sky was blue, the sun was out, the leaves were turning, but I say look out on another great day. Oh no, not another great day. Why does it depress me this way? The air was cool, the breeze was strong, the trees were dancing, but I say what's wrong on another great day? Oh no, not another great day. Why does it depress me this way?
Exploring Science and the Sea. In November of 1520, an expedition led by Ferdinand Magellan headed into an ocean that was a complete mystery to European sailors. It turned out to be far larger than they expected, and far calmer. It was so calm, in fact, that they called it the Pacific, a name that means peaceful. Magellan's expedition was backed by the King of Spain. It was looking for a new route to the Spice Islands, part of modern-day Indonesia in the Western Pacific. Previous journeys to the islands went around the tip of Africa and across the Indian Ocean. Magellan and his crew sailed to the Atlantic coast of South America, then searched for a passage across the continent. After months of looking, they finally found one. It's a narrow 350-mile-long channel that separates the South American mainland from its southern tip. Today, that passage is known as the Straits of Magellan. When the expedition reached the Pacific, the men had no idea they were entering the world's largest ocean, one that holds more than half of all the water on Earth. Instead, they thought they were just days away from the Spice Islands, but it took months to reach them. And Magellan himself never arrived at all. He was killed during a skirmish with a local tribe in the Philippines. Only one of the expedition's five ships, the Victoria, completed the trip. And it was carrying fewer than 20 of the 270 original crew members. They were the first people to circle the entire world 500 years ago. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
Some beautiful home-taped music there by Mr. Ray Carman. A tune called Mount Peace from his collection How to Make Friends by Telephone. And before that, Mr. Louis Zong with a piece called Strawberry. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
When the evening sun is sinking down behind the trees and the moon is slowly rising, won't you sometimes think of me? I'll always keep your picture. It means so much to me. And every night I pray, dear, that you sometimes think of me. When the evening sun is sinking down behind the trees slowly rising. Won't you sometimes think of me? Uh-huh. That I tried, dear, but it just couldn't be. So if you're ever sad and lonely, won't you sometimes think of me? When the evening sun is sinking down behind the trees and the moon is slowly rising, won't you sometimes think of me?
If I gave you all my life, would you still love me only? If I made
you my wife? Would you promise to never be lonely? If I were to follow the sea, if I were so free. If I hurt you, left and deserted you alone, not equally, would you decide not to be my bride and turn your mind from me? If I were to follow the sea, if I were so free,
Mr. Peter Fulton once again from his cassette Silicon and Sand. Beautiful tune called Passage. Before that, Thistle Street from San Francisco. On a clear day, the earth planes forever. We started that set off with Gregory Webster. And Won't You Sometimes Think of Me? Well, this is DJ Frederick. I hope you're thinking of radio and beautiful and wonderful music. And I hope you're thinking of joining me again next week on the Radio Thrift Shop, when we'll be opening the doors for all kinds of cool music and exploration. Until then, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of those you love.